All right, we're live here. This is Nasty Neil.
Sam Elector.
This is dinner.
And movie.
Ah, so we went to see two movies today.
We did see two movies. We saw Godzilla.
Godzilla Minus One.
Yes.
And Saltburn.
Not what I thought it was going to be. I really didn't know anything.
Me neither. I had conflicting, it's one place says it's a drama. The one ad I saw said it was a gothic horror. So I wouldn't say that, but we'll talk about it in a minute. But Godzilla Minus One, this is my favorite Godzilla movie.
How many of them have you seen?
I've seen, I haven't seen all of them. I'll be honest, I'm not the biggest Godzilla fan. Right. But the ones I've seen all the American ones. I've seen several of the old ones. This one was my favorite. And it was definitely the most interesting story of all the Godzilla movies I've seen. And the human actors and story was definitely the best of all the other Godzilla movies I've seen.
I have not really seen a lot of Godzilla movies, except when I was very little, and there was Creature Double Feature, so they'd often be on then.
Right.
But I don't have strong, striking memories, so for me, it's just kind of like going in blind, basic understanding of the story, and, you know, the imagery that exists of Godzilla.
Yeah.
I do not like the American Godzilla ones. It's the past, like, 20 years or something. They're just typical American whatever. It's just not my formula. It's like the comic book formula. It's not for me.
Right.
So I really enjoyed it. I feel like it didn't have to be as long as it was.
It's a very long movie. Both movies are very long.
It's very long, and I feel like a lot of it was not necessary.
The length didn't bother me as much as the other movies, but the length didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it twice down the theater, and I think Godzilla looks awesome in it. I really like the people. All the people are very likable.
Yes. Definitely. I like the whole, like, little group that's on the little boat.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A disgraced kamikaze sees Godzilla on an island destroy his people. Then you were saying goes to, because I missed the very beginning.
Yeah, so he comes back from World War II. Japan just lost World War II. So he's alive, so he's disgraced because he's a kamikaze pilot. And
well,
one woman.
He fled, too. It's not even like he just survived.
Right,
like
right.
He ran away.
And so. You see him on this island where it's an island where they actually fix the kamikaze jets, and they realize there's nothing wrong with his jet, so they realize that, you know, he just landed and didn't do his thing. That's when you first see Godzilla pretty really early in the movie. It's much smaller in the first part of the movie. It's like the size of a T-Rex probably from Jurassic Park, and they talk about being a local legend. And so the people there who work on the jets, they were like, you know, go and shoot it. They want this guy to go and shoot it. He gets in the jet, and he just doesn't have it in him to use the gun. And so everyone gets killed except for the two guys, the main guy, and one other guy,
the
mechanic who comes in later. And so again, coward. Goes back home. His village has been destroyed from the bomb. And again, people look down upon him. One woman even says, if you did your job, if you weren't a coward, my children would be dead.
So, damn. So, well, yeah, so that, like,
that sets up
eats
the story.
Him up inside.
Yeah.
He ends up meeting a woman and an orphan child who's like a little bitty baby at the time. And they never have a relationship throughout the movie, but he's always there for them, like a little family. And here we go.
Thanks. You all look fantastic.
Thank you. It's very kind of you.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
And they are very likable, and you want them to do well. He goes out to get a job.
Yeah.
On this tiny, he doesn't realize it's going to be on a tiny little boat, but it's a tiny little wooden boat. that's going to go out in the ocean and deal with the mines out in the ocean.
It's almost a Jaws-like scene with Godzilla chasing them, which I one of my favorite scenes, actually, though.
There are multiple Jaws-like scenes.
Yeah, I think that's one of the scariest of the Godzilla when he's swimming.
So scary. Godzilla is scary.
And I like that he's scary. Yeah.
I was watching it like, this is scary.
Yeah.
I thought it was legit. Truly scary. Was not scared. Now, I don't know, because I'm not a Godzilla person. I don't know, probably not in the first original Godzilla, because it was so long ago and the effects were very different then. But when it's like charging up to blast, like it's a little back things. Like
Right. It looked almost like a toy.
So I don't know if that was a thing ever.
Right. Yeah.
But it seems very kaiju like. I'll roll with it.
Yeah.
But it was a little, it took me a little bit out of the, this is scary, and more like, okay,
because it's not just a monster. Well, it is a monster, but there's more, there's like, it's not just like a living monster. There's a weirdness to it. I don't know. But yeah, the, for people who don't know too, this is, you know, almost like a remake of the original movie in a way, or a reboot, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I don't know
if they're going to do more sequels right from this one, or you know, because this Japanese movie, if people don't know. And interesting, I saw it was $15 million budget, which is like a tenth of what? Like,
yeah, well, it looks really good.
Yeah.
And Godzilla's amazing. Mm-hmm. So Godzilla is really fucking scary.
And so, you know, a lot of it is like they have to, it's a very anti-weapon movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and so, right. So I think it's really interesting that you get all the people together and they're trying to come up with ways as a unit to try to stop Godzilla without, you know, just blowing them up.
We are, by the way, at Penang Malaysian restaurant. I loved what I got. I'll show you what's left.
Great.
I'm totally taking it home. It is... Buddha yam pot.
Yeah, it was awesome. And this was also very good. Beef something or other.
The Buddha yam pot is chicken, a bunch of mixed vegetables, lots of different kinds of mushrooms, and a taro, like, pop. It's like a little pot. It's a little pot-shaped puffy taro. It's so good. And it tastes very fresh. It's not, there's no greasiness to it.
No, it's really good. It's almost like this is going
to
sound weird, but it's almost like an Asian pot pie, but it's better. But I mean, similar idea, like a pot pie, but like an Asian version.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
It's like,
and I got a rice
to
have with it, and I absolutely didn't need the rice because of like the little pub is enough starch. But anyway, so this rice is really good. I have some boba I'm working down, but I've got so much ice, I kind of got to wait for it to melt off. So I'm having some Neil's tea.
Right.
At this time.
Yeah. So for me, I don't know. I just think that Godzilla looks great, scary. Really like the story. I like all the people. So it's just a really, really good movie. That's my favorite Godzilla movie. So I'm going to say 4 severed heads.
I really loved it. I think it's beautiful. I love the characters. Of course, I like the goofy doctor.
Yeah.
He's great. And I like the Captain Limbo and the kid. It's like this guy walks up, he thinks he's going to get on like this big ship, like military ship, to go into the ocean to deal with mines. And then he sees this dinky little busted up ship with three guys on it. And he's like, I'm going to go out in the water for mines.
Yeah.
But they're like, and I don't think this is giving anything away, that they're, rationale, and it's a great rationale, is because the mines are sensitive to metal.
Yeah, I wonder if that was something that really they did back in the time.
They're pretty brave. So they're going to go out in their little boat and individually, like, they find the mine, and this does come into play later, like how all this comes together, where there's, so they find a mine, and then they go away from it and shoot it with, like, a machine.
Yeah.
Like a gunner.
And so off, probably like 90% of these kind of movies, especially the American ones, the backstory with the humans is always so contrived, and it's just like shoehorned in there. It's almost always exactly the same. It's like it's like a married couple and they're like on the brink of divorce. And it's always like, and it's just nonsense that you don't care about. You're just wanting to see the monster. But this, like, you actually care. You definitely care about what's going on.
Yeah. And the big point of course, it matters anyways that they're out in this little wooden boat. But then you see that this guy, he's a kamikaze fighter. He is very skillful. And he says, oh, this is like moving the gun around because the captain was like trying but failed. Right. And so the kamikaze is like, you got to account for like the movement of like, whatever's moving. And so that really sets it up. He gets, and they were kind of like looking down on him for being a live kamikaze.
Yeah, yeah.
And he won them over. And then they were like, team. And then, okay, my technical beef with this monster movie is that I've been in boats. Now, you can just have like, you can just be in the water and some little motorboat goes by and the water like will start to slap out. So if you got Godzilla, like,
because he's enormous
building. At the end of the movie. And then even before then, even when they first see him, it's like there's no wake at all. So they're in this little like a boat you put in a tub. And Godzilla comes out and it would like, even if he went under, you'd think it would like create like a whirlpool effect.
Right.
So we'll let that go. But it's very, very hard to set that aside. But I did. So no, it was great. I really liked the people. Pretty much everything, the same thing. I think it could have been shorter. I think 4 is fair. 3.5 would be way too low. And it's not a 5 for me. So I think 4 is really, really good.
I think that's good, dude. I'd write. And if you're a Jaws fan, go see it too. But if you're Godzilla, I am interested. If you're a huge Godzilla fan, what you think of it? And if you're like, he's like more just, I'm not really a huge Godzilla. You know, if
Scott Hall
Godzilla
is a massive Godzilla fan. Okay. I'm really curious what he thinks of it.
I have
to check in.
I saw Gregory Lamberson's also a big Godzilla fan, and he thinks it might be his favorite. You'll have to watch it again.
Oh, and
his only complaint was Godzilla's too fat.
Wonder filmmaker Canada also likes
Zeb Godin?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I think he left Facebook. So yeah, well, Zeb left Facebook, so I think just on Instagram.
Oh, that's okay. Well, I'll be very curious about what he thinks too. So any of you all out there, please do put your comments in because it's fun for us to see what you think. And
Dean likes the food.
Yeah.
We like
this
it too.
This is so good. So any other thoughts about Godzilla?
No, I just think
my moment, because I don't want to wait too long to do it. I don't want to lose the... I keep touching this fucking microphone.
That's not it. I added salt burn too, but it must not have came out, so don't worry about it.
So I have to give Neil his Christmas present early for a reason. So here we are. What is it, December 4th, I believe?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
real important.
All right.
So for Christmas, I didn't go crazy wrapping it up. I didn't even write your name on the thing. But, all right. Gonna move out of the space, I think. Want me to take the teapot?
So I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
Right. Here you are. Look at this cute bag. Wait, take a moment. You're like a child just blowing through it.
No, the bag. Look,
cute
it's got
it.
We got Yetis.
He's so cute.
He's gonna fight Godzilla in the sequel.
Yes. It's very fragile.
No idea. I have no idea what this is. Can you just hold this here for a moment?
Yes.
What is that? I mean, what is this?
I don't know.
Brutalities. This sounds amazing. 2023 Advent calendar. Please note to keep them a surprise. These are in alphabetical order, not chronological order. So I probably shouldn't even read those.
You can, because it's going to, because there's no order that matches up with this.
Oh,
you
I see.
Should read at least some of them out loud for people to hear and understand why these are so cool.
Apricot for destruction. It's red rubius, apple pieces, natural apricot, peach flavors, marigold flowers. That sounds pretty awesome, but the name is amazing. Berries and screens. Butter, botch. I love butterscotch. Shy My Bride, Wednesday 13 exclusive. Shy Put On a Spell on You. Tran Apple Corpse. Death Note. That's a good one. Decompromise, Wednesday 13 exclusive. Earl Grey Hipster. That's me. Caramel Popcorn. That sounds good. Cramp Pistachio.
Yeah.
That's a production. Right? Yeah. The Lost Poisonberry. That's
yes.
A great name. Meganog. I like that. That could also fight Godzilla in the sequel. Meganog. Purple Hazelnuts. Rockaway Peach. Rock you like a candy cane. Just turned it back to comments here.
Oh.
Whoops. There we go. Screaming Chili Pepper and Lime. That sounds good. Slashing Through the Snow. Smoke on the Watermelon. Summertime Suicide, Wednesday 13 exclusive. Sweet Tooth Grin. The Toff Man Prophecies. Vanilla Biscuits. And the Walking Ginger Dead. Special holiday, bonus greeting card. So this is awesome. Thank you so much.
You're
it's
welcome.
Rules.
So take a look at how you can't take a look. Don't open it.
Don't open this?
Do not open for Christmas.
Okay, so I can't open this card for Christmas.
Don't open it.
All right.
Look how cute they are.
Tonight when I get home, I'll have number one.
You got a few days you can double up. But isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. That's awesome. And they're loose tees.
So this is from Brutalities. And this went like that. I remember seeing it on Facebook that this was going to come out. I'm like, oh, my God. That's going to be so awesome. I actually got myself.
Oh, cool.
So we can try them
at
the same time.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we don't know if we try them at the same time because they're not in the same form.
Oh, right.
But we can let each other know.
Yeah.
We can let the help. Let it know on Thursday night.
Yeah, we'll have to try to guess which one they are. Yeah.
So, I think it says on the box.
Oh,
so if you take it out, it'll tell.
All right.
So I saw it online, and it's going to be released, I think, November 1st or whatever it was. So I just lucked out and saw the timer had started, and I don't even think it was 24 hours. It sold out.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So I just happened to get these. This isn't all I'm getting you for Christmas, but there are a few little things I got you.
Yes. Nice. Sweet Bauhaus, man. It's awesome. I'm too blind. Oh, nice. Chaotic neutral. Dang. That's like the evilest one.
I thought that's what you always said you were.
Chaotic neutral. No. Hell no. That's... True neutral.
Oh, true neutral. All right.
Okay,
I kind of got you true
that's
neutral.
That's like psychos.
All right. Well, depending on what you... And this one, I was surprised I found.
Sweet. That's awesome. This cool Joy Division pin, like a little cassette.
It even has the name of the cassette
name of the
album.
It's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chaotic neutral. Just think about me.
I think that's what you came up on when we did the test.
True neutral.
I think the test you were chaotic, or maybe I was.
More you.
I'm trying to pull you onto the dark side. So Saltburn.
Saltburn. So is that cool?
This is amazing. Thank you. This is way cooler than Saltburn.
So I don't know if you need this. Obviously, you get this little guy.
Well, I think it'll fit really good in my backpack, honestly.
Cool. Just be careful, it's fragile. The box, like you saw the package, it's like fragile.
Yeah, so Saltburn, this movie I thought was way too long.
It's very long.
And it's really been really weird to explain, and I think it's well acted everything, but there's a big portion I just like couldn't stand anybody, and I was just like, I wish this would end.
I like his person he was admiring.
He's probably probably the nicest person in the movie, Felix.
I think he's very nice.
So it's like these. So the main kid is like this weird kid. He's like the weird nerdy. Not even nerd. He's like an outcast of the college, and becomes friends. Sort of becomes friends with one of the the cool rich people, because he's under scholarship and everyone else at the Ivy. What is it? It's one of the big colleges.
Okay. It's Oxford.
Oxford. So yeah, so they all look down, which is really
strange. Well, he had another friend who wasn't
nerd. Later on, but yeah, I feel bad for that guy.
Like, you see him in his, like, when he's accepted and he's in the room, he read all 50 books. So the guy who was doing the interview was like, I haven't even read all those books. He read the whole King James Bible. He's like, yes, I thought I was supposed to. So he's really smart.
Yeah.
And in that room, there's another guy there who's super late, and he's just a dick.
Yeah, he's a dick through the whole movie.
Yeah, you don't know that at that time that he was going to even have any major position in the film.
It's just like weird character after weird character, weird character, which to me kind of makes no one that weird.
You really think they're all weird?
All in the house, yeah. Yeah, like the mom, the dad, the sister, whatever
she is.
They
just seem rich.
They all have their weird peculiarities, except for Felix, who's probably the only normal guy.
Yeah. I think they were, like, I don't think they were, like, supreme.
They're pretty weird.
They were, like, it's like old, weird, people have lots and lots of.
Well, peculiar. Everyone's peculiar. And
they're rich.
Honestly, the dialogue just got really on my nerves. I know it's supposed to, but it really just was off-putting to me. Like, I'm not into this. Then when stuff, it takes so long for anything really to happen, I think, that I'm interested in.
Yeah, I was interested in it. I didn't really. I liked the one guy, Felix. I did like him.
I saw him twice today. He's also played Elvis.
Yes. So he's certainly not a perfect character, but I think that's good.
Yeah, he's the most realistic character, I think.
And what does he do that's wrong? Sleep with people? I mean, he's in college.
Right.
That happens.
Yeah, and he's trying to be nice to this kid.
He's really nice to him.
Yeah.
There's only one time he kind of blows him off because he needed space, and then he went right back to being friends with him. He was really looking out for him. And even, won't go into detail,
even
when he finds out something really shitty and fucked up, he's still decent.
Yeah.
Like, as decent as a person could be. That could have been, I think many normal people wouldn't have reacted in such a calm way.
Just really weird scenes, which I think are, like, meant to be, like, super shocking, which is fine, but,
I don't know if anything was super shocking.
Like, awkward.
Disturbing.
Yeah. That's more what I mean, but
I think there were people in the audience who were very young who were there for the booty of what's his face? Elvis.
Yeah. Elvis. Hey, Mike B. So yeah, we're talking about we already did Godzilla. This is Saltburn.
Yeah.
So, I'll just say this is not a movie for me.
Yeah. So we were in the back row, and then there was basically in the middle, and down there's like six people down the side. And my God, through the trailers, there was
non-stop.
No pause. It was, and like, please no, please no. And then even when the movie started, they're still like that, and a little bit throughout it. And the girl next to me kept like laughing at parts that I guess if you're like a teenager and you've never seen penis before, maybe you would laugh. I don't know. It was really silly.
Yeah, the guy next to me was just laughing hysterically.
It was strange.
Then afterwards he said
it was kind of funny, but I felt bad for him.
Yeah. And I was glad he was enjoying it.
Yeah. I thought it was a good movie that I wouldn't have to see again.
I would never watch it again.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it again, but I thought it was really interesting myself. I thought it was interesting. I think the unfolding of that main character, Oliver, is not predictable.
That's true.
No, it's not.
It's not, but I actually have some issues because he's like this weird outcast guy that at the beginning no one likes. None of the girls even want to be around him. So, and then like he becomes like this, everyone's like sexual desire like later on in the movie, and he's like this sexual dynamo all of a sudden. So that was very...
Was he just something that they all had curiosity about to pass around? Because they even mentioned they take advantage, and I think they were just taking advantage of each other. He
He was just an object in the house.
So I don't think that's how he's presented in the sex scene. So.
I think that, I mean, I guess. I mean, are we?
And I don't like the ending.
Allowed to be as seductive, because that's what he did. He ended up being seductive with people who were, in their own way, weak.
Yeah, it didn't work for me. In the end,
it's like
a Scooby-Doo.
And people that get relationships are studs.
No, because he's presented as this. He's presented as the opposite of this.
And then they all see his ween. Out in the thing, in the field.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden now he's like Mr. Confidence.
Maybe.
And stuff. It didn't work.
Well, when you get to the end, I would think you would maybe understand that more.
Sure. But that would mean he would have done a lot of stuff before. But the end is just real. I actually think the end's like super lame because it's
maybe
like a Scooby-Doo like end, which always annoys me when the villain just...
Hey.
When they just explain everything that happened, it's like...
I guess. That's what they do in The Usual Suspects, too. But people love that. I think you're just not.
I'm not, but I also don't like that kind of ending.
Well, I really liked it. I kind of liked him in the beginning because I felt bad for him. But he just becomes... progressively more just like a creep. I mean, I guess people are entitled to be private creeps, do whatever strange fetishy things they want to do, but it was kind of weird seeing some of the stuff, but I mean, people do crazy weird shit.
I think if it was a lot shorter and actually they made him even creepier, I think it would be a better movie, but
I don't know if it would have been, if he was creepier, I don't think he could have gotten away with the stuff that he did get away with.
There's like the first like 45 minutes could have really been trimmed down a lot.
Of him at school?
No, once he gets to the house, that's just really boring to me.
To me, this was way better than that. We went to Brattle to see it. It was the rich people that could like regenerate themselves.
I like that way better.
I thought this was a good psychological thriller is what I would call this.
It's not for me.
I thought that was great. I wouldn't watch it again. I'm glad I saw it once. So I would give it a 4.
All right, I'm going to go 2. It's well acted. Everyone's very good in the movie. And it looks, and it's shot
very great.
I'm going to give this a 5.
Yay. I hope they're good. It smells interesting.
Oh, because it would be all different.
Yeah. But it's not bad, but it's
right.
Interesting to have it all together.
I'm not sure what Charles Sherrod Jr. is saying. I just see an empty.
He's just there.
Let's see what happens.
Is it going to show? Charles is just there. Charles, I don't know what you're trying to communicate to us, but we don't see it. But it's nice to have you here. There we go. So, what else is happening? Who do we have on this Thursday on the podcast?
Marley Renfro.
Body Double.
From Psycho. It's very exciting.
Amazing.
She's also one of the original Playboy bunnies, lots of different things.
Anastasia, Anastasia. I looked for it. Anastasia.
Okay.
Elfman, I think is supposed to be on.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to double check it.
Yeah, I have it on demand.
Sounded very interesting. So we'll see what happens. But hopefully that'll work out.
Yeah,
and if not, we've got a really solid, amazing guest.
Exactly.
And I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
What else is going on? We've got
Secret Satan. I made an invite so people, hopefully that'll help out. Send stuff in. Got a couple weeks to send stuff in while we're doing this live. Try to get in by the 14th or the 15th.
Get it shipped within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because people need to get it on time. Snail has to have it come in the mail.
and then wrap it and then send it. So it's like, it's probably a week total of just shipping time between you shipping and them shipping. So.
And it's a really fun event. It's a fun gift exchange. You send something in, make it horror-ish.
Okay. They're not closed yet, but they will be closing.
All right. Well, we'll wrap this up. But
definitely check that out.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Withoutyourhead.com and get more information about it and get information about all of this. You can go to the Facebook group, facebook.com/withoutyourheadhorror.
Follow us on Twitch. We're trying to get to 50 follows. Shouldn't take us long.
Yeah. It would be a big favor if you follow on Twitch.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about Twitch. I hope it pans out because it has so many different pieces that can be really helpful for the show and fun for you guys when you're watching us live.
Yeah. So if we get to 50, we can also upload videos. So
yeah,
there'll be a nice separate places to put stuff.
Yeah.
Check out the Todd Yeager reviews, the Todd samplers. Check out Diablo Joe's audio reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was before I came out to Boston's little thing with I don't know if I should, but I thought they weren't showing up in searches on YouTube.
What was it?
Todd's reviews.
Interesting.
Todd brought this to my attention.
Oh.
And so I looked up, and then there's all these things about are you shadow banned and all this stuff, which I don't know if that's even a real thing or not.
But that
what I did was I took out all caps for the word. I don't know if that makes any difference, but I put the name of the movie first and put Todd Sampler last, and now it pops up in the
cool. Well, you did it and it worked and
yeah.
Why would
I'm gonna
tell
do
anybody
I don't know. I'm gonna do that for Without Your Head too, I guess.
Nice. So yeah, it was kind of a short show today, but I guess we gave you what we...
Quality, just like Todd, quality. I was going to say quality over quantity. Todd does both, quality and quantity.
He does.
Yeah.
Todd's a great guy, very funny, very dramatic, theatrical reviews.
Yeah.
He puts a lot of love into what he does.
You have time for a question? Yeah, Mike, let us know.
What's up, Mike B?
Mike B,
get Neil Sarah in you.
We need to know what this question is,
Bessler.
Oh, here we go. You probably had this question before, but which 80s horror show is better, Tales from the Dark Side or Monsters?
I vote Tales from the Dark Side.
Yeah, I got to go Tales from the Dark Side.
I love Monsters. It's a lot of fun. But very rarely do I think one is like actually.
Yeah, it's not
scary
too many that. Too many even that I remember. I hate to say, but like I remember, not all Tales from the Dark Side are great, but the ones that are really the good ones are really good.
But I definitely, when I was a kid, Friday night, it'd be Beauty and the Beast, Star Trek: Next Generation, Tales from the Dark Side, Monsters, and then whatever insanity came after that, it was like Freddy's Nightmares and BO, like New Blue World Order, BWO. Remember that Blue World Order?
ECW.
At the time, it was Blue World Order, and it was like, I think it was like on regular TV.
ECW for me was, it was on 2 a.m. Saturday night on a Spanish channel. And that's why I always remember the ads.
I didn't have cable.
And the ads was, between all the ads, was everything was in Spanish except for ECW, was paid advertising on the thing. And so it always come up, Sabino Gigante, football, Ibas. So I always remember that.
Yeah, thanks. So yeah, for me, Tales. Oh yeah, what's that? Yeah, Friday the 13th series was a really fun one. And I think that had, when I remember, there were things that actually like really freaked me out. Like, weird dolls.
Yeah, it's almost like a TV. It hadn't really nothing to do with Friday the 13th, but it's like almost like a TV version of what's the Stephen King book?
Needful Things.
Like, it's kind of set up because it's like, you know, would go into the history of the things. And, but anyway, it's a really good show. I think it's underrated in a way because people
kinda
think
like
it's
Halloween
Friday the 13th.
3,
yeah.
You know, where Halloween 3 gets a bum rap because people just assume.
But people
it
have
like
really
Myers
discovered discovered it since. or not it's discovered really, it, but I think it's really, I think it's almost a minority now don't like it, as opposed to like it used to be people,
yeah,
majority of them.
But, I think there's a happy medium of recognizing that Halloween 3 really isn't that great.
But it's great.
It's great, yeah, but it's not like my favorite horror movie. But
I don't think Friday the 13th has really ever found, the series ever really found its like audience.
I mean, maybe at the time, but we were kids, so.
Yeah, maybe no one really talks about it anymore. So,
so what was
Freddy's Nightmares actually is starting to have some. I think they put it out recently.
I remember watching it, but I don't remember it well.
Yeah, I
remember you could do like a 900 phone call.
Right.
It had, those were such great commercials, like Miss Cleo's tarot cards and all the like sexy call 900, the hot stuff or whatever it was. Like,
yeah, so much a minute. Sarah Polley was in the first step with Vita the Doll.
Really?
Then was in Dawn of the Dead remake. That's cool.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Paved the way for Dark Shadows to come back.
I never saw it. I think maybe I saw it when it was on because I think my mom was watching the 90s Dark Shadows and I was not feeling at the time. I only discovered original Dark Shadows when Sci-Fi Channel wasn't SYFY. It was like actual sci-fi. And I just caught it by accident and I fell in love with it and just started watching it.
Who does that appeal to renaming it Sci-Fi SYFY?
Modern. That's when they started doing all the CG stuff. When that happened. That's when mass produced, everybody who's like a CG intern is making sci-fi.
Yeah, it really became its own genre. Two-parter about the cursed quilt and the Amish community and is my favorite Friday the 13th episode.
No, I need to seek those out because I remember really, really enjoying the show, but I don't know the last time I've seen it.
Yeah.
But I liked the three main people too. I think it was Nikki. But we need to go because they're like really trying. Oh, no, maybe they're not really trying to leave because now there's people here. So I don't feel as bad. Like people literally just came. So now I have to. So, yeah. Greatest show. Quilt of Hathor. Oh, man.
It's a pretty cool name.
Coincidence that when we had on guest Brian Moore, who was raising funds for his Pikmin's model, Pikmin's model, which is now
in the works. Liked this video.
He was, he did what?
He liked this, I posted that we'd be going live, and I made a banner for this, and he liked it.
Brian Moore did?
Yeah.
Oh, nice, cool. Thanks, Brian.
On the IG.
Sweet. Well, then it is really coincidentally that he did effects in a lot of, well, I know Monsters and Tales from the Dark Side. And I think Bill Whedon is into Monsters.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'll have to check on that. But definitely the Brian Moore. I'm pretty sure the Bill Whedon.
Yeah, I wonder where are those available. Are they on Tubi or YouTube?
I was watching Monsters. It must have been on Tubi.
All right.
But Tales from the Dark Side, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'll have to find out. I love old stuff. New stuff's fine, but I like the comfort eyeball food.
I like to watch new stuff personally, but
I like old stuff. Because I can partially pay attention to it. And usually it's very hard for me to like sit and watch something by myself. I like start to lose my mind. I have to do other things. So I put it on when I'm going to sleep. Put it on when I'm trying to do work or draw or whatever. So really my only shot of watching things is if I'm with other people and they've like got me.
Yeah, that's how you see the new movies, the new movies.
Yeah.
And the show, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to head out. This has been really fun.
What's going on over there? Not Nikki, Mickey. Thank you.
Nikki Ryan. And we got another. I don't know what's going on here.
We've got to, that's too bad. Well, anybody who's commenting nicely.
I hope it's learning some nice.
Well, maybe they're like blocking out saying terrible things.
Right, that could happen, I guess.
Mysterious Facebook user.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So, let's see. So, what are the new movies coming out that we might see for Christmas time?
I'd have to look on the thing. I think something's coming out next week. I know Silent Night opened this weekend. My mom wasn't a big fan of it.
phone. On my phone. Do you have your phone handy to look at the count? Never mind. Because I'm just wondering what the weekends are before Christmas. So
yeah.
Have Christmas and maybe even walk around the pines.
Right,
of
right,
Boston
right.
And show
right.
you guys the cool yeah, lights yeah. out in
I
the
think,
park.
I think something, some beautiful. Kind of horror movie's coming out soon.
Yeah. Oh, we were just reading off about them on the
yeah,
show.
I don't know. Hopefully they're playing somewhere.
Yeah, there's yeah. some really cool sounding things that are coming out.
The guy from Sons of Anarchy. The guy on my car. Yeah. yeah.
Oh.
Looked like an actor. So honestly, he looked like.
It might have been. They're alive, yeah. walking through their world. Are we gonna chase them down?
No. It's actually Elvis. For people who know, it's Sons of Anarchy. Elvis.
Elvis, the character Elvis.
Yeah.
I can't watch that show.
It's true.
No, I can't watch it.
I understand, but.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's not like it was a nail it back.
So, you gonna have some more tea? Mickey, Ryan, and Jack.
Nope, there's not enough.
I had one. All
right.
And I have this too, so.
Yeah, if anyone knows what's coming up this weekend, let us know. If not, we'll let you know Thursday. So check out the live shows on Thursday. They're really fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun that, like, you guys folks here come and be part of the chat, send in questions and comments during the show. It's a good time.
Now, if they are on Twitch...
Yeah, they pop right up. It's really good.
Cool. So Twitch is great because I think when people
Twitch
are doing...
Twitch and YouTube, it'll tell us the names.
And I think for the audience members themselves, you can be more interactive in Twitch because if you're all in the same
right,
place,
on the same, yeah,
you can
honestly,
see each other.
Yeah,
and
YouTube,
really nice
and, YouTube and Twitch will be the best for that.
If you do Twitch and people get to know each other, and if you use the names you use on Facebook,
right.
then you have like a lovely Facebook community.
Yeah, it's hard to see. Like, it's good... Because Facebook's active for us, but for the chat, I mean, if this is the only way you can use this, Facebook's totally fine. But if you want to be interactive with other people in the chat and talk with each other, the best place would be YouTube or Twitch.
Yeah, but Twitch doesn't happen on this right now.
Like, no, I could have done. I could have done it, but
okay.
I didn't.
So in the future.
Yeah.
All right. Cool, and that'll show up here too.
Yep. Yeah, it's nice. And the name, it doesn't say Twitch user. It actually says your name.
Oh.
And it gets a little T logo telling us we're on Twitch. It's cool.
Nice. So.
And then they'll stay up there for like 2 weeks. And so I think that's cool, though, because people like, hey, if they missed it, they discover us on Twitch and they go and subscribe somewhere else.
Yeah.
Theory.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, it's been a very nice day. I'm glad you like your tea. I hope it tastes great.
Yeah.
I don't know if every single one is going to be your favorite, but there's got to be a few in there. Yeah,
oh, no, I'll
so
probably
cute.
Like all of them.
The little
yeah.
logo.
I drink a lot of tea, so this is
yeah.
good.
Yeah. There were, when I got it, I was really surprised in this when you read them. There weren't more horror names because there's a lot of horror-themed ones. On
oh,
the
so they're even.
This is a company.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just the sampler.
Oh,
they have all kinds of teas you can buy.
Okay.
So brutalities, you know, brutal.
Yeah.
Itties. We can
yeah.
can we put a link in here? Because I mentioned them when I'm like,
yeah,
sure
I'll put it, I'll put it in
the,
I'll put it in,
the
yeah, I'll put it in the description.
Like, we're gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Put in the description and we'll talk about it on the show
yeah.
this week too.
There
yeah. It reminds me of there's a wrestling theme song.
My
brutality.
Okay.
Rhea nice. Ripley.
So I hope. Can you take a picture of me?
Yeah, of course.
And put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'll try
I'll
to do the
it.
Same
yeah.
thing.
All right. I'll
oh,
make one when I get
fun.
Home. It'll probably be a little late, but I'll make one
That's
when
okay.
I get home. Yeah.
Well, you can.
I'll
make
do
it
number
before.
One when I get home. I'll
well,
do
you're
one
up
when I get
crazy
home.
Hours anyways.
Yeah.
So.
And then I'll do two when I get up.
Yeah. Nice.
That sounds weird. I'll do one when I get home. But you know. All right.
Yeah.
Bye, folks.
Bye, guys. Thanks for being here. Hope to see you soon.